are listening to the live Sunday Night Edition, and we are kicking off the third hour of tonight's program. With you today, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call the show at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450, the word free, F-R-E-E, or 3733. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype ID. And we've been talking about all kinds of interesting things tonight, gentlemen, including in the last segment, a conversation that we had with Dave about intelligence and liberty types of people. And are libertarians more intelligent? I don't know if they're more intelligent, but I would say that maybe they tend to cluster around a certain kind of personality type. And I shared a little bit about these Myers-Briggs ways of categorizing personality types and the post that came from the Dollar Vigilante that was speculating that, you know, libertarians tend to have certain types of personalities, which would be types that include N and T, which we'll talk about a little bit here in a moment. But I think there's somebody on the line who also wants to talk about this subject.
Well, the N and T, we should define that if we're going to, what that N is, okay. Intuition, and T is thinking.
Yeah,
this is the Myers-Briggs things.
The N is for intuition as opposed to sensing,
right.
And the thinking is as opposed to feeling. So we'll talk a little bit more about what those mean here in moments, but first let's talk with Crichton, listening in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well.
Well, you touched on a subject for which I have knowledge.
Okay.
So I felt like you called in. I am an INTP.
Okay.
Exactly that group that you specify. And here's the sad part. NTPs, which are the most likely, according to, you know, that same argument, to be libertarians,
mm-hmm.
also happen to be a very small percentage of the population. That's
yeah.
the problem.
That's apparently that's exactly what the article says. I'm reading it right here. There's a group that is kind of labeled the guardians. These are people that really like security and protection mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And they have the qualities of sensing and judgment. And this is about 53% of the U.S. population. Whereas the rationals group, which has the characteristics of intuitive and thinking, N and T, like Crichton mentioned, are a much smaller percent. I want to say it's like 4%. Do you know the percentage, Crichton, on that?
I don't know about the percentage of that group as a whole, but as for an INTP like myself, it's less than 1%.
Yeah. I remember taking the test, and I got a personality type, I think it was ENTJ, that was 2% of the population. So,
yeah, I don't remember what mine
rare.
Was either. I've taken the test 3 times and gotten 3 different answers, but they all tend to. But
have multiple personalities, Mark.
I've taken them over the years, and I think to some extent sort of different jobs require different, to flex different muscles. And so, as a salesperson, I probably spent a little more time peeing than Jay.
Oh, you may have been a little more extroverted during those times in your life.
Oh, I've always been an extrovert on all these.
So that's
an constant. Extrovert. By one of the definitions of an extrovert through the Myers-Briggs definition is a person who thinks by speaking. And I just don't sit around and think. I have to talk, even if I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, I see.
And crazy is not on the list, by the way.
So it says here in this article that the rationals group, I was saying the guardians group are about 53% of the U.S. population. It says here in this article that the rationalists are about 9 to 19% of the U.S. population. And actually, they go on in this blog post to allege that basically the rationalists are being bred out. If some of these personality traits are genetic, the people who are, I guess, in this sort
this
of...
This is the idiocracy argument that
I
was...
I guess that's what they're saying.
and from my personal experience with my own children, it is... definitely hereditary.
So you
see it so easily in small children.
It's interesting.
And is your wife, what kind of personality does she rate on this test?
She is an ISFJ.
Okay. So that's not the not in the rational group, right?
No, not as you're describing it, not the Myers-Briggs rational group. She is a very rational woman, but just like her numbers or letters imply, she doesn't make decisions based on rationality. She makes decisions based on how it feels.
Mm-hmm. And that can certainly
happen.
She
will never be a libertarian.
I see. But your kids got the genes, so you're okay.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's fascinating to look at these things. But I think really, for me, what it is about libertarianism is that it's people who are willing to play with new ideas, whether those new ideas are new technology or whatever. But you'll find that libertarians tend to be people who are willing to say, you know what, I don't care what people think. I'm going to try this because I think it's a good idea or I'm interested in it or whatever.
Yeah, because I want the truth, regardless of what everybody thinks.
Those are the people that change the world. I've heard this argument in the past, and it's really, you know, pardon me, it's very abrupt, is that 95% of humans, men was the terminology that they used in this argument, men are dogs, and that they do what they're told.
Wow.
They, you know, they lick the hand that feeds
it's
them.
Harsh, yeah.
It's harsh. It's harsh as it could possibly be. But there, I really do believe that the world is formed by people who have the courage to stand up and do something different, even if they don't say no, you know, in the face of. But it's just people who have the courage to try things different, do things different, and. Libertarians, I believe, are definitely that. They may not be the smartest, folks in the patch. I don't know if they are or not, and I'm not going to make the claim. I tend to believe it, but whatever. But I do believe that they're the ones who are willing to take on new ideas, and that's what is most important.
Yeah, and does innovativeness or does visionariness, I guess, factor into intelligence, right? Or can it combine with... just intellectual ability to make people who are more likely to, you know, make contributions to the world? I don't know.
You know, I'm kind of shocked, and maybe I don't want this to turn into semantics, but, like, the word libertarian, I think that needs... I can't help but feel that needs some, like, finer definition.
Oh, sure.
Because the bulk of the people that I know of that like to use that word a lot and claim it, I wouldn't expect them to be like NTs of any kind. I wouldn't expect that. I would expect them to be more, because I feel like a lot of the rhetoric I hear is don't take my guns, you know, and isn't that a guardian type? And
I don't,
like,
know.
I don't think that's
no.
A rash.
No. Guardian type, you're misunderstanding the guardian type. The guardian type isn't about whether or not they personally have the capacity to defend themselves. It's about whether or not they feel that society has the right to defend itself as a group. The guardian is very much law and order, and if the law says you don't get a gun, you don't get a gun. That's the difference.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We had a interesting call one time from a law enforcement officer who called in and basically said, look, you know, the law is the law on illegal immigrants, whether you like it or not. And then we backed it up and we took it to the Fugitive Slave Act, which is always a really great thing to show people that the law is not necessarily right. And it also avoids the mire of Nazis. And so, of course, they had the law on their side, too. And, you know, the slaughtering of Indians and that kind of thing. This law enforcement officer was willing to say on national radio that he believed that it was right and just to return slaves to their owners because it was the law. And that if you wanted to change the law, first you change the law, however many years or decades or millennia it takes to change the law, then you do the right thing. Whereas you should, you know, you should always doing the law, following the law is the higher good than doing the right thing. And I think
that's the biggest priority is to follow the law.
And what I consider this person to have said to have been extraordinarily brave, because he will say what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times they try to squirm out of it, you know. And
right. He didn't squirm. He went ahead and he went ahead and said, yes, that's what I believe. No, not yes. He stated it. He actually stated it himself. So
incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I mean, it just goes to show the evil that's been done in the name of I was just following orders.
Indeed. Crichton, thank you for calling in about this really interesting topic. I appreciate your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Is personality genetic, and if so, are we in trouble?
Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Show. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. The question I asked at the end of the last segment was, is personality genetic? And if so, are we in trouble? And I did pull up that blog post from the Dollar Vigilante about the Myers-Briggs personality types and libertarianism, but I think we do have some people who may want to talk a little bit more about this with us, so we will get to that in moments here on Free Talk Live.
And by libertarians, what you're meaning is the people that believe in the ideas of liberty as opposed to some kind of party member.
Yeah, I guess
Small L.
The more time goes by, honestly, the less and less I like that word, libertarian.
It's not my favorite word by any stretch of the imagination, but it is one that a lot of people have heard. And yeah. And it has these days it's getting more popular and sort of in a positive way.
I don't know about that. I mean, free thinker, liberty lover, freedom person, yeah, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Sometimes using multiple words works best, but if you are one of those, if you are a free thinker, if you like having choices in your life and liberty and freedom, then you may want to check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. This is the reason why the three of us that you hear on the radio tonight are here in New Hampshire. It's because we came here to get more freedom. And what is the Free State Project? Well, it's a organization that exists to get people who are free thinkers, liberty lovers, to move to New Hampshire and get active in whatever way that means to them to obtain more freedom in their life. And they would like to get about 20,000 people to sign up and pledge that they will do this. And currently they are over 70% of the way, which means there's over 14,000 signers to the Free State Project.
That's right.
And they've got a brand new website. If you're curious about what the Free State Project is, check out freestateproject.org. If you're looking for a solution to how you can get more freedom in your life, or if you're looking for, you know, a community of people who may be more likely to share your ideas than the people that you live around now, the just the random neighbors, go check it out, freestateproject.org.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty enough to pick up and move, if 20,000 other people do the same thing, then go sign the statement of intent at freestateproject.org.
All right, let's go to the phones, and I think we've got Ferb on the line. Hey, Ferb, is that you listening in Salt Lake? What's that?
More money. Hey, Ferb.
Hey, Ferb. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Sorry about that, guys. I'm at work. So I was calling about a movie that's being produced in Utah, and it's called Life on Bitcoin. It's from a couple newly married. They're trying to live on Bitcoin only in Provo, Utah. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about that.
I think it's a great idea to try to bring attention to Bitcoin.
I've heard of this project.
I'd be interested in their strategies for actually carrying it out and how they're going to get food and pay rent and things like that. I'd like to hear all.
Well, there's ways to do that. I mean,
it's possible.
Yeah, there are lots of websites. Like there's a service where you can pay bills like electric bills and stuff with Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Without giving them too many free plugs or anything like that. But there's a lot of creative ways, and then of course you could always sort of bargain with somebody and, you know, make a deal with a friend that says, hey, I'll give you some bitcoins if you buy me some bananas or whatever, right?
I think we're a ways off from... Go ahead.
They're trying not to use intermediaries, so I think that's an interesting approach to try and get adoption happening in Provo.
How long are they wanting to do this for?
For 90 days.
Okay, so 3 months, only Bitcoin. They're on the Bitcoin-only diet. Low FRN diet. Ferb, thanks for calling in about that. I will let you get back to work.
I think it's an intriguing idea. I'd like to see these kind of things, like the Alaska experiment, where people lived up in Alaska for 90 days, without electricity and all that stuff.
Summer or the winter?
It was the winter.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was
pretty harsh.
But it was interesting. I mean, this is, you know, what can humans do? And, like, with Bitcoins, to prove just how advanced currency can change the world, you know, in 90 days for a family, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you can't eat Bitcoins, but you can do a lot of things with them.
Can't eat dollars either.
Can't eat dollars either, that's true. Okay, let's talk to Doug, listening in Minnesota. Hey, Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my friends. How are you all?
Doing great. Welcome to the show. I hear you're a student of Myers-Briggs.
Yeah. And Stephanie, you and I had a talk about this a while ago, and I'm glad to hear that you're sort of accepting this and looking at this closer as a way of persuading people to liberty, because I found it to be a very important tool. We studied it in California under David Berglund, who wrote a book about libertarianism in one lesson, and he was a student of Myers-Briggs, too. And the thing that I wanted to really emphasize, and maybe Ian should hear this someday, is that if you know a person's personality type and you can guess it by a few simple questions, then you might want to change your language to more fit their worldview.
technology. Well, geez, I think we advocate that constantly on Free Talk Live, don't we?
You do sometimes, but Ian's a little more opposed to it. For example, Mark's conversations about wearing different clothing to persuade people rubs Ian the wrong way. You know, shaving your beard to persuade people. Well,
it's a peeve, not that's not a departure from the... he believes this. He, however, has a particular peeve about, having grooming and dress and garments.
Sure, but it's kind of the same thing. Because instead of saying, Ian, I think, is what they call a idealist. Stephanie, I'm shocked you're not an idealist. They are very close, and they make good partners. But as an idealist, one person it's sort of anathema to change another person's viewpoint by changing your language. That sounds manipulative. It's hard to... Okay, I'm going to use the word honor and discipline when I'm talking to a guardian. I'm going to use, why do we do this? Because it's the right thing to do and because my neighbors care that my yard looks nice. Doesn't care what I think of my yard. I'm going to clean my yard up because my neighbors will be concerned that my yard looks messy. Those are guardian behaviors. Those are the ones who mow their lawn not because they think it looks nice or because it's a creative outlet, because, their neighbors like it that way, and they're all about groups. Mm. And they're the largest voting bloc, of course, because they vote all the time. That's part of the rule, the
right.
order.
They believe they're supposed to.
The order, yeah.
They also give blood.
Hey, I give blood, and I am not one of those.
Well, I think I am one of those, actually. Right. I believe that I'm absolutely one of these guardian types. I just have been...
close.
Go ahead.
My guess is, Mark, that you are an artisan. And the reason I say that is because many artisans are in sales because they like action. They like... they're impulsive. They're sporty. They're dancers. They are quick to change. They read situations well, which is very good for sales. And they'll change their tone of their tune if it means a sale. I'm not saying that that's lying, Mark.
Yeah.
You know that this is sales.
Yep.
This is how to win the deal and how to persuade people, perhaps too.
Doug, I would love to talk more about this, if you wouldn't mind. Hold the line, and we'll talk more about this. I have to say, I pretty much do this. I pretty much play the game, and, I try to look my best and groom myself when I'm talking about liberty.
It's easy for you.
But it does rub me the wrong way a little bit to think about changing my natural self. Free Talk Live.
From Midas Resources, July 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.2160. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6949, $6.8474 for a half ounce, or $3.4236. Seven for a quarter ounce. That's $13.69.49, $6.84.74, and $3.42.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday Night Edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are taking your calls at 855-453. Right now we're talking about, well, I guess the idea of personality types, particularly the Myers-Briggs personality types, and how they relate to love of liberty and whether somebody might consider themselves sort of a free thinker or somebody who values human freedom, and also how to communicate those ideas when you're in a, I guess when you're in a profession like we are, being radio hosts, especially you, Mark, because you do this almost every night of the week. We only do it. Well, you know, I'm on a couple of different podcasts, so I guess I'm doing it more often than just once a week.
Let's not forget that this is the most downloaded podcast of the 7 nights a week that are done on Free Talk Live.
You,
when you want to take, say, you know, I took a random sampling from the month of March, and, you know, it may be that we're a little lower, a little higher than the highest at other months, but I'm, you know, hey, let's not forget to do this real quick. You do it too.
Yeah, so, you know, how could we apply those ideas that there may be certain different personality types that may be, I guess, more persuaded by certain styles of delivery, I
absolutely,
guess, of the message of liberty, and how do we apply that to communicating about them? So let's talk again with Doug. We were talking with Doug a little bit earlier. Hey, Doug, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, just to clarify something, the Myers-Briggs is the battery of questions, the test that gives you the three or the four letters, right? The INTP,
right,
the ISTJ, whatever. David Kiersey is an author who took those confusing letters and found easy to understand adjectives and found four basic patterns of personality types. And he's the one who coined the rational idealist, artisan, and guardian types and their subtypes. Mm.
Yeah, so let me, I just want to read like a small background for people who are not, this is the first time they're hearing about Myers-Briggs personality test. There's four categories. Each has two options that you could be in that category. So for instance, like, are you are you introverted or are you extroverted? That would be one category, and then introversion or extroversion would be the two options. So basically, since there are four categories, two options each, that means there's 16 possible basic personality type combinations. And, you know, these could be determined by many different factors, including genetic, environmental, and even prenatal ones. And they appear to be like once you have a personality type, that's basically what you are, you know. And you can sort of emulate or act like a different one, but you could never become a different one.
I think that this is what's happened for me throughout my life, is that I've had to change a little bit for different jobs and that kind of thing. And every time you take these tests, I think that there's factors that go into it. If you're taking it for work, wouldn't you be trying to manipulate your personality for whatever you think your boss might want to see?
Oh, sure. Or what you think your parents might want to see as a kid. You know, yeah. That would be probably...
Mark, I interrupt. That is spoken like a true artisan.
See, it just confirms what he already thought about you.
Yeah. Artisans think about, and I'm going to say it in a way that I hope is not so mean sounding. They try to find ways to game systems. Shortcuts?
That sounds like Mark.
Well,
I don't call it gaming.
Right.
A system has a set of rules. If you can use those rules in a way that benefits you and yours better, then you're just playing the game right.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say,
that
though.
That's an artisan way of thinking it.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, you know, I hear your point on, like, and I'll be the first one to say, that a great way to get a lot of people into liberty is for libertarians, quote unquote, to start being cool. But at the same time, there's something to being an iconoclast to where...
That is cool.
I mean, where, like, if you just kind of, like, if you start to meld into where you are, like if you go to Texas and you start wearing a, you know, a 35-gallon hat, I mean, I think you kind of get lost in the shuffle, and your message isn't as powerful.
Brian, so. I can interpret your personality type. You are the type that's called the hipster. You tend to like things before they were cool, and then once they get cool, you don't like them anymore. No, I'm just kidding. There is no hipster personality type.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know anything about that.
No, I'm Donatello.
People say that the Ninja Turtles are representative of
the
four.
The Myers-Briggs test.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So the four
pairs.
Yeah, go ahead,
Doug. Interestingly, when you talked about the Ninja Turtles and the four personality types, if you look through literature and the Wizard of Oz and Star Wars and Stand By Me, the four boys walking on their journey, you tend to see these personality types, even back as far as Greek writing, tend to come up and make good storytelling because of the conflicts between them, the way that they help each other or hurt each other, the way that they bond together. And this one's important because he's smart. That's another illusion, by the way. Irrational has nothing to do with intelligence. None of these things do. But, you know, this one thinks this way. This one feels that way. This one jumps to this conclusion. This one guards all of us and is concerned about our group as a whole and our habits and hobbies or passing on our legacy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And getting rid of these personality types isn't very likely. You can't you can't eradicate them, so you have to work with them.
Yeah, yes. Trying to eradicate them would be...
Right, that's genocide, right? Like that's, so, you know, there's no switching people on and off of these things. And this is one of, you know, it can be very difficult, is that people want other people to think the way they want them to think. So many actions are forgivable once you agree with somebody, and, you know, in their mind. And so, yeah, you got to learn to live with the other people out there, and you got to communicate with them.
I think there's really something to be said for, you know, really empathizing with other people and understanding where they're coming from. And, you know, people have different perspectives. They're coming from all different places. So it can be valuable to learn about something like this for sure. So just real quick, the four pairs, so on each axis, there's two different, you know, results that you can have. So the four pairs of personality traits are introversion versus extroversion. And extroverts get their energy from interaction, while introverts recharge while being alone. Sensing/intuition. So sensing gains information from experiencing the world, while intuition builds theories against which to test the world. Thinking/feeling, where thinking makes decisions based on reason, while feeling makes decisions based on empathy. and perceiving/judging, where judging essentially likes to have matters settled while perceiving is open to lots of possibilities. So, and then these can combine in all kinds of different ways, and that's where you get the personality types that Doug was referring to as sort of like the artisan or the, I don't know what the other ones, there's one that's called the mastermind, right, INTJ.
So. Those are the subcategories. The four categories are rational, idealist, guardian, and artisan. Mm-hmm. Underneath those, like for example, I'm a rational, they're a rational mastermind, rational inventors, under idealist, you've got idealist healers, teachers, you know, and these are kind of these subcategories.
Right.
There are field marshals under the guardian, and they're very small. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, stick that guardian thing. You know, I'm a general. I'm commanding a group. They tend to work for larger companies and like fit into big organizations.
Who makes the most money?
Yeah,
that's a good question. Do you know that, Doug?
No, I know. It doesn't matter. Here's something I'll leave you this final thought. I've been hogging your time. The most important group to win over to our side, I believe, are the guardians, because they're the ones who persuade their neighbors, who vote, who stand stern and follow their families passing down the rules and stuff. And there's more of them. So the more we can bring them in, and when I was in the LP back in, you know, 10 years ago, the number of guardians were increasing, which is good. And it's easy to talk to guardians. You talk about the Constitution and
right.
the ways it always has been and history.
I agree with you on this, Doug, but I find it so utterly distasteful that I just can't do it.
I understand.
You know, because
I had to pretend I was an extrovert most of my life. I'm not, believe it or not.
Totally.
Very interesting, Doug. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts on the Myers-Briggs and how it relates to liberty. And this is Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. More coming up.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We are kicking off the final segment of this evening's program. But if you want to call in, you can do it. If you do it quick at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. With you, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. If you visit shop.freetalklive.com, you will find a way to really help out the show, which is by visiting the Amazon or Newegg or other referral links that Free Talk Live, you know, has there for you, doing your normal shopping, and Free Talk Live will get a small tip from each item that you buy. And it doesn't affect your purchase price at all, so it's really just a matter of taking the time to do that, and we really appreciate it. It helps out the show.
But if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, and even firearms now, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brand.
Oh, they're selling firearms now?
They are. They've got a whole bunch of them. I know nothing. I almost know nothing about firearms. I mean, I look at the pictures. Oh, there you go. That got that stuff there.
I bet there's someone out there who is really excited to hear this news.
As I understand, the prices are really, really great.
Yeah.
And that's what ManVenture is. That's their unique selling proposition is they get the lowest prices on the name brands. So go check them out. Whatever it might be that the outdoor enthusiast in your life might like, ManVenture Outpost has it, whether it's you or someone you love. And they've likely got the lowest price. Please go check for yourself. It's worth it. ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. We are going to go to the amp lines and talk with Ty, listening in Tennessee. Hey, Ty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's just so great that you guys are talking about this. I was thinking about calling in about it, and then, but I didn't really have a whole lot of thoughts in a row, but listening to the discussion about the personality test kind of helps me to put some things in order.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of consider myself a student of life. I'm a 53-year-old student of life.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a recent development because I'm a product of a military family and public schools. Now, I think that I was born pretty much with a personality that doesn't really challenge authority, but questions authority. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
When I took the personality test, was it Myers-Briggs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I come out as an INFJ.
Okay.
So I'm an extrovert. So I'm not going to be out in somebody's face, you know, challenging authority. But I've always questioned authority before I did at one time. But I think that was kind of drummed out of me through the regimen of, you know, being raised in the military-style family and public schooling.
Yeah.
And it's only been recently, because I had spent 23 years in the military myself.
Wow.
So I've only recently started pursuing what I consider self-knowledge to undo all this training that I've been through in my life, you know?
Oh, yeah. I would imagine, you know, especially when you're in a family, your parents are everything to you. Like, you really depend on them for everything, for your care. You know, you have to essentially please them to survive. And kids are really malleable, I guess you could say. Like, they have the potential to become a lot of different things. And sure, the environment that they're in, they adjust to it so that they can survive best. And if your parents are very authoritarian, you're going to adjust to that. You know, and it's going to have effects on you as an adult.
Also, birth order has an effect on personality, too, and that's kind of interesting to see when one looks at those things, too.
But Ian was talking, I was listening to the podcast from a couple of days ago, and he was talking the other day about how he had questioned authority all of his life. And I was wondering, that kind of triggered a question in my mind if that's a common thing for liberty-minded people, or if it's just a common thing for liberty activists, because I think that activism is more of an extroverted thing, at least, you know, in-your-face confrontational activism is.
Yeah, when I first moved to New Hampshire about a couple of years ago now, when I started talking to a lot of the activists here, pretty much all of them said the same thing, that they just always had a problem with authority. Even if they said that they kind of like would go along with it, or they'd kind of like mask themselves in it, they always were like, no, this person's wrong, or, you know, something like that. So, yeah, I got to wonder, you know, where that comes from and what that has to play in it.
I don't know if that's really covered under those four-letter categories.
Sure.
You know, like I said, I'm an INFJ. I don't know what other people would come out to be in the Liberty Movement. Did you guys said something about an article? Is there an article?
Yeah,
I think we just shared this. Liberty?
Yeah, I think we just shared this on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. But it's from the Dollar Vigilante. If you Google Dollar Vigilante and then Myers-Briggs personality, you'll find it. It's
but
called,
you could just go to facebook.freetalklive.com and find
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, totally. Cause
well, I'm on call. I work on machines that convert plastic to FRN. You know? And I'm
really?
On call. I'm actually working on one right now. So.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you know, Ty, to speak to what you said a little earlier about, you know, kind of confrontational activism and personality types, I score as an extrovert, but I'm always sort of on the border. It's like 52% extroverted and 48% introverted. And so I guess I'm mostly predominantly an extrovert, but I do not engage in that style of activism. And, you know, honestly, I'm going to say something that some people may not like to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway. And honestly, a lot of my desire to do that kind of activism disappeared when I started realizing that the most important locus of control we have is ourselves, you know, and we can kind of be free in other ways that don't involve kind of throwing ourselves on the gears of the system and getting arrested a lot of times and going to court all the time and spending a lot of time on those. And I prefer to focus on those other ways that I can get personal freedom.
Same here.
Yeah, and you were extroverted too, right, Mark? So
yeah, I'm definitely an extrovert. But
yeah, I would say also, Ty, that
well, one of the reasons I don't do the kind of activism where it's an in-your-face activism is I just have anger management issues. I spent my formative years as turning into an adult in prison, and I find, you know, getting into those situations threatening. So when I find myself threatened, it's hard to deal with, and I don't want to put myself into those circumstances. I can't put myself in those circumstances.
There is really something to be said for the value that you place on your own life, I guess you could say,
mm-hmm.
because I really value my own life, and I want to protect myself. And I think, you know, refraining from that kind of activism can be a form of self-protection, you know, and that's really how I see it. But, you know, another thing you said, Ty, kind of rang a bell with me, which was like, have you always questioned authority? I remember, like, as a really young kid, often questioning when I felt an adult was being hypocritical. You know, like, well, why do they get to tell me? Why do they get to make that rule? Or I remember questioning marriage and having children when I was a real little kid, like maybe 5 or 6. So I don't. don't know if that's genetic or if it was at that age even shaped by my environment, but it's been there for a long time, whatever is contributing to it.
Yeah, I think it's probably common with people with the liberty mindset. And, I don't know, I've been on this quest probably since I retired from the Navy to discover myself, because I think that I just really got off track. I wasn't really expressing me for so much of my life. And yeah. I'm in this process of self-discovery. So these personality tests and personal assessments are things that I'm really getting into lately.
Yeah,
I can really relate to
it. Very important.
Oh, I do too.
I think it's really important to do these self-assessments to get to know yourself, because we are taught in our society, we are enculturated into this idea of fitting into the machine, when I think the right idea is to try to teach somebody to develop themselves to the full potential, because you find what you love and you do that, you can make money at it. You can thrive with it. And it's not really so much making money that's important, really. It's the idea of producing value in the world and sharing that with others. If you create value in the world, you will become wealthy.
Amen, brother. I'm right on.
Yeah, you know,
I love it.
This is just a holdover from the time when it made more money to make everybody factory workers and shut up and get your head down and get back to work. And now this society rewards creativity, but it stifles it at the same time.
Yeah.
It rewards it, but it doesn't foster it, and it's really kind of confusing.
I guess you have to be creative enough to know that you got to break away from the stifling of creativity.
Indeed, you do.
Yeah.
But the world's going to be a better place with more creative types in it, and we're going to have more better things instead of driving them off to the frontiers, which is what's happened throughout human history, is that the weirdos like us tend to have gone to the frontiers to find more freedom. Mm-hmm. Well, now there are no frontiers any longer.
Right. Ty, we're short on time, but what kind of machine turns plastic into FRNs?
ATM.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Ty. I appreciate your thoughts. Have a great night. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow night, freetalklive.com, in the meantime.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges. Start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.